You didn't leave, but you left behind more than you know, more than I see. Still can't let go, your image I can't say goodbye, hear from below. These lines are from the second verse of the song Windows in Heaven by We Are the In Crowd. I felt that these lines connected to the feeling of death and separation created by Paul Wanner in this piece. Wanner created Figure with Flowers, an oil-on-canvas work, in 1961. He utilizes nude figures and vanitas to incorporate the popular culture of the 20th century into this piece. Vanitas are objects that depict the uncertainty and briefness of the mortal life. Commonly found vanitas include skulls, mirrors, and flowers. Wanner turns some of these vanitas into focal points of this piece. Another technique Wanner uses is abstract expressionism. Abstract expressionism conveys deep emotions and also blends together styles of surrealism and abstract to create a mood filled with trauma or anxiety. Notably, the colors chosen in this piece are all cool colors, greens, blues, and purples. Cool colors may project a calming mood. However, in this piece, they create a sad and eerie vibe. The figure in this painting, a woman, stands next to a table and a chair. Resting on the table, her hand sits atop the skull of a human. You may also observe that in the woman's reflection, her face appears skeleton-like. Her face also wears a sad smile. Using these clues, it appears that the woman is upset about the death of someone close to her. Paul Wanner commonly employs a technique which portrays two separate objects by using a surrealistic vacant space. In this work, it seems as if the mirror is separating a figure from another figure who is dead. The bouquet of flowers is being held towards the mirror as an offering or symbol of love. The title of the song, Windows in Heaven, reminds me of this painting because the mirror could be a window from heaven between the figure and the reflection figure. Observing the painting further led me to explore the cause of the reflection's death. The murkiness of the paint colors in the mirror reminded me of the murky depths of a lake. At the top of the mirror, I also noticed a few paint strokes of light blue sliding down the mirror's frame. These strokes look like water sliding off the mirror, or water leaking from within the mirror. I connected my first thought of loss or death of a loved one and interpreted that the reflection must have drowned. My final thoughts about this work focus on the figure as a spirit in heaven. Several objects, including the table, chair, and large white building, all reminded me of heaven. The light represents the heavenly light, while the chair and table represent rest or grandness. I believe that the figure may have died from drowning. Her flowers could be for herself, while the skull is a piece of her human body. Her sad smile reflects the happiness she has about being in heaven, but at the same time, her face shows sadness as she remembers the cause of her death. It is also quite possible that the mirror is allowing her to witness her own death. I chose this piece because I was intrigued by Wanner's technique, the textures on the canvas, the meaning behind the objects, and the color palette. I hope you enjoy this painting as much as I do, and I also hope that I have helped you to interpret this painting in a unique way. This has been Mariah with another Bulldog Podcast.